A new round of communication between industry and government is coming from the Office of Management and Budget and the General Services Administration. It's a follow-on to the Mythbusters campaign that began in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy several years ago. Ann Rung is administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and winner of this year's GovCon Award for Public Sector Partner of the Year. She tells me about the latest efforts to connect with industry.
If we're going to ask our acquisition workforce to adopt industry best practices, the best way to do that is to create meaningful dialogue with industry and get their input and really create a meaningful partnership with industry throughout. So we've taken a number of steps over the last few months to try to build that meaningful dialogue with industry. One, we've partnered up with one industry group to create this new series called Lifting the Curtain, which is really just a dialogue with industry and government on specific acquisition issues. So we've tackled bid protests. We had a dialogue a few weeks ago on the solicitation process in the federal marketplace and what the challenges are for industry. So it's an opportunity to hear from industry. It's an opportunity to hear from government and kind of share those unique perspectives on specific issues. We also earlier this year directed agencies to get specific industry feedback on IT acquisitions. So this initiative called Acquisition 360 requires agencies to target specific IT acquisitions and get industry feedback on a series of standard questions that are standardized throughout government. And then also ask program offices and acquisition offices to provide feedback on that same acquisition. So this is the first transaction-based tool that we have to really kind of identify what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses in the acquisition space, in the IT acquisition space. And then based on that information, what can we do to both promote the best practices that we see and what can we do to try to tackle some of the challenges that we're seeing? But we've never really had that kind of comprehensive data around specific IT acquisitions. And then the third area is GSA's done a lot of great work on trying to strengthen supplier relationships. And some of this came out of the national dialogue we did with industry when I first assumed office, my job as administrator. And GSA just recently issued an RFI asking industry how to make it easier to do business with the federal government. And one of the specific areas they asked for input on, for example, was the two-year corporate requirement before you can get on GSA schedules. Really asking industry, is that a barrier to entry? Are we missing out on emerging talent? Or is that the right balance between sort of managing risk and ensuring you're doing kind of business with companies that have a foothold in, in the business space.
What kind of feedback have you gotten on that so far?
So we're meeting with GSA this week, so stay tuned.
Okay.
So GSA, I think, has received a lot of great feedback, so I'll know more in the near future.
What will you do with that information, though, once you've got it?
I think it depends on the kind of feedback we get. Obviously, a lot of it will be dependent on partnering up with GSA to take specific actions. And so I think once we have a little bit more information about some of the feedback we got, then we can figure out what are the actions we're going to take as a result of that.
The category management is something I'm sure a lot of folks in this room tonight talk about. If maybe not to your face, they might talk about it in their offices. What's the status on that, and what expansions or new things do we expect to see in that area?
Yeah, we feel like we're moving forward pretty aggressively in that space. So we created a category management guidance, which is really a foundation document that describes the how and why of category management. So it outlines things like the roles and responsibilities for our category managers. We've also created our first cross-agency priority goals for category management. So cross-agency priority goals are those targeted presidential priorities where it requires cross-agency collaboration. So we've set specific targets and outcomes for category management as a result of the CAP process. We've also identified several agencies that are going to stand up categories. We hope to announce at least 7 of the 10 category management leads at the end of this year. So we've got OMB will be running one of the categories, OPM, GSA, and DOD. So the notion here is really that the agencies with the greatest subject matter expertise will lead this category management center of excellence on behalf of the government. We also released a policy memo in the workstation space. So really trying to cut down on the duplication of workstations, trying to move the government to more standard configurations and kind of better manage our PC buys. We've also worked on a sort of new analytical tool called Spend Under Management, which is really going out and trying to determine a baseline, how much spend do we have under management today? Because we think that agencies are doing a lot of great work that's not being recognized, and then that helps us sort of figure out where do we go moving forward. Mm-hmm. So in addition to all those great things, you'll see more policies coming out. As I said, we'll be standing up categories at the end of this year. And we'll continue to kind of plow forward. I would also be remiss if I didn't talk about the great work GSA is doing around the Acquisition Gateway, which is a great online portal for contracting officers. It's got information by these categories. GSA, headed up by Laura Stanton, has populated thousands of pages of acquisition documents, best practices. They're creating a statement of work library. And we've got now in the IT space lots of contracts and lots of information in there. So contracting officers really have a sense of what's already available, so they're not going out to market and duplicating mm-hmm. efforts.
If you haven't seen the Acquisition Gateway, we have a video demonstration that Laura did for us on federalnewsradio.com. Anne Rungs, the administrator of federal yep. procurement policy. I want to go back to the workstation policy that you yep. talked about a moment ago. The two main points of feedback I've heard yep. from industry on that is, we've tried something like this before, and the idea that you're shoehorning mm-hmm. agencies into five configurations for hardware.
Yeah.
How did you write the policy in such a way to try to mitigate at least, or if not completely overcome, those objections?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I think the key to really being successful in the change management is a sort of top-down but bottoms-up approach at the same time. So the recommendations that really form the basis of our workstation memo came from a cross-agency, cross-functional group led by NASA. And they were formed under the auspice of the Category Management Leadership Council. They spent many months talking to stakeholders, doing research, and really determined that they think there were these standard configurations that meant 80% of the government's needs. What you asked is a great question about now, how do we ensure that's actually happening? We've perhaps tried this before. OMB already has a process called Portfolio Stat, where they kind of track and measure agencies' performance against technology projects. We are going to incorporate this Workstations initiative into that. So we'll track and measure agencies' progress with using the existing vehicles, with moving towards the standard configurations and other demand management strategies.
Mm-hmm. Final thought is on innovation, and what is the status of various agencies who are standing up their own versions of what Brian Civic started at HHS with the Buyers Club yeah. and other such yeah. Situations.
So in the innovation space, you've got to create the tools, which we think we created a great set of tools around the Tech FAR and the Playbook, which the Tech FAR were specific parts of the federal acquisition regulation that allow you to be innovative, and we sort of did it in a user-friendly Q&A format. The Playbook were specific plays that you could take against those regulations, so real-life examples of how you can use the regulations to be innovative in the IT acquisition space. You also have to focus on the talent. And so I'm really pleased that we launched our first class of digital IT acquisition specialist. And this is going to be a six-month training that we developed in partnership with industry. It's training unlike anything we've done before. It's a combination of experiential. It's targeted for specific skills and strengths of the individual. It was done in a very agile way. We went out to the public and asked them to develop the training program for us. And in 6 months, they'll graduate. We'll put them back in the agencies. These are career contracting officers. So this is the notion that I want to create more specialized teams within the acquisition workforce around IT or around other areas as well. And then the third area is, how do you create kind of that pathway to innovation in the agencies? And we think that what HHS has done around the Buyers Club, or you can call them innovation labs, is a great model that we want to really promulgate throughout government. Mm-hmm. So we'll be issuing guidance in the next few weeks around really encouraging CFO Act agencies to create these innovation labs. These are modeled after things that academia or industry have done, where you can not only experiment with new ideas, but you can help promote ideas that are already sort of out there, but maybe not used to the extent that you want. So it's a space where you know you have the support of your leadership to try to experiment or promote good practices in the innovation space.
When those people graduate and go back to their agencies, what will that training include to help them overcome the inertia that exists inside the agencies that got them to where they are, where they need these people to come back and be different?
Yeah, so part of the training is providing them with the opportunity to actually do an acquisition out in the agency. So each one of them is going to be assigned a IT acquisition to work on. So they have those skills when they go back in the agencies. The other thing we're going to teach them to do is to train other people in their agencies. They can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. So we think a combination of both the services that 18F is offering at GSA, the USDS team within OMB, these innovation labs, and their newly trained digital IT acquisition specialists are kind of the perfect storm to really drive innovation in the agencies.